Blog Talk Radio.
You are my hiding place, O Lord. You save me in my distress. You are
that's John Michael Talbot. You are my hiding place, O Lord. And today, the 15 promises our Lord gave for the rosary, the fifth promise. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. This promise is also communicated with the brown scapular of Our Lady of Mount Carmel, which says, take this scapular. Whoever dies wearing it shall not suffer eternal fire. It shall be a sign of salvation, of protection, in danger, and pledge of peace. Our Lady is giving us two promises by praying the rosary and wearing the brown scapular. Think about that for a moment. By living out our holy Catholic faith, we are doing the Lord's will by putting into practice the holy commandments of God. 1 Kings chapter 2:2-4 states, I am going the way of all the earth. This is King David. This is his last word. He's giving this to Solomon, his son Solomon. He says, be strong and be a man. Keep the mandate of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees as they are written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in whatever you do and whatever you turn and wherever you turn, and that the Lord may fulfill the word he spoke concerning me. If your sons so conduct themselves that way, or that they walk before me in faithfulness with their whole heart and soul, there shall never be wanting someone in your line on the throne of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, that's really what King David is doing here. I mean, this with Solomon. Every father should be doing this as well with his children. King David was giving his last will and testimony to his son Solomon, encouraging him to keep the Lord's statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees in order to succeed, to be faithful to the Lord's commandments. Solomon would be a good leader. The last will given to Solomon is the best advice that King David could have given to his son, who would be king. All of us can certainly benefit by following King David's advice in our own lives. As good as King David was as a man after God's own heart, Our Lady is something greater. Song of Songs gives us a clue to how important Our Lady is in the eyes of the Lord. Song of Songs 6:10, who is this that comes forth like the dawn, beautiful as the white moon, pure as the blazing sun, fearsome as celestial visions, by the Blessed Virgin Mary's promise that through the rosary, this fifth promise, that those dedicated to the rosary shall not perish. We can take that to the bank. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 states, the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. The one who hung on the cross, who gave his life for us, loved the one close to him at the foot of the cross. Jesus' mother, whom he gave as mother to St. John, thereby giving her to be the mother of the church. In this life, we should not presuppose that we are saved. That is totally God's judgment. St. Paul writes, it does not concern me in the least that I be judged by you or any human tribunal. I don't even pass judgment on myself. I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do not thereby stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. Therefore, do not make any judgment before the appointed time, until the Lord comes. For he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and will manifest the motives of our hearts. And then everyone will receive praise from God. God is judge. Jesus will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. We will all stand before him. If we have lived out our Catholic faith, we should be standing tall. Each confession offered and absolution given, this will be with you in judgment. I would not want to stand before the Lord without his mercy and grace, because then I would stand before him for his justice. Jesus has granted his mother, the Virgin Mary, to aid us with the promise that those who faithfully pray the rosary shall not perish. The Immaculate Heart of Mary comes to us like the dawn, beautiful as the white moon, pure as the blazing sun, to offer us hope. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. It is through Jesus that Mother Mary is able to keep her promises. We can have faith in the host of heaven praying for us. Jesus is the mediator between God and man. It is through his mediation that Our Lady, as His Queen, intercedes for God's people. Jesus is truly the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and it is for love of us that His Mother is placed in His court. By being faithful to the Rosary, we are strengthened to pick up our cross and follow Jesus. And this is what Mary says, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My soul magnifies the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for He has looked upon, He has looked with favor on His humble servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. He has mercy on those who fear Him in every generation. He has shown the strength of His arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich He has sent away empty. He has come to the help of His servant Israel, for He has remembered His promise of mercy, the promise He made to our fathers, to Abraham and to his children. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line in 1956, and that was the year that I was born. And so I can say that I've been walking the line ever since, thanks to my mother and thanks to our Holy Catholic Church.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of his search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
And just looking at the fifth promise of Our Lady, think about this. The soul which recommends itself to me by the recitation of the rosary shall not perish. And you want an example of how biblical all this is, these promises of Our Lord and Our Lady for the rosary? Well, consider Psalm 16, verse 10. For you do not give me up to Sheol. And by the way, Sheol is that one place. If you look in the Old Testament, you had the fires of hell, Gehenna, and heaven. And Sheol was a place of the netherworld. It was that place, that one place that St. Peter would refer to as prison. Today we refer to it as purgatory. For you do not give me up to Sheol. Or let the godly one see the pit. You do show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And we have the promise of everlasting life. Oh, and well, I was in the Army for almost 27 years, and I was stationed in Korea for a point there, and my battalion chaplain, a Protestant chaplain, he was an Anglican, and basically I would always, we were friends, because when you're in Korea, you're there for a year, you know. Yeah, I was stationed there for a year. And I would say, chaplain, what are you doing hanging in a halfway house? And we supported one another, you know, and that kind of thing. And at that time, I was a Eucharistic minister in the absence of a Catholic priest. I was able to take the Eucharist to soldiers in the field. And when we would get together, you know, the Protestants would go with the chaplain to do their service, and then the Catholics would come with me to do the Catholic service, again, in the absence of a Catholic priest. And I would have the Blessed Sacrament with me. Talk about feeling like David dancing before the ark, right? But that was what I was able to do from 1985 all the way up until 2007. The Archdiocese of the Military took that away from. We were still able to do lay ministries or may liturgy of the word, but things happened in about the 2007 when you had certain Protestant division chaplains and what have you who tried to take the Eucharist from the LEMs, the Eucharistic ministers, which I refuse. I would never forsake our Lord Jesus to anybody other than a Catholic priest, or into presenting, you know, the Eucharist for those in a Eucharistic service, which I was able to do. But I would not surrender Jesus to anybody. I don't care who they was, unless they were authorized like another Catholic priest, that kind of thing. So, but unfortunately, in 2007. This was some pressure that was putting on the lay Eucharistic ministers, and some of these Protestant chaplains were trying to take that into their own realm And the Archdiocese of the Military says, no, 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 no. And I, before they made that change, I would never and had and never would never surrender Jesus to any unbeliever like that. No, 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 no. So, but at any rate, my battalion chaplain, he was a Protestant, and that's what we would happen. And you could almost feel the separation with a butcher knife. And I was always challenging my battalion chaplain about the Catholic faith. Oh, you bet. Well, one night we were doing midnight maneuvers, and one of our APCs, one of our tracks, had a mechanical the driver lost control, and they went off of a bridge and into the river. The driver and the TC were able to get out, but we had four American soldiers and one Korean soldier, Katusa, that perished in the back of that track. And when we had the memorial service for them, I asked our battalion sergeant major if I could do a rosary for the battalion and for anyone who would like to do so, to pray the rosary. And I was granted this. It's like 1998. But I asked the chaplain to say a few good words for them. And he did. And he came, and we had a pretty good crowd there that prayed the rosary for these soldiers. And about 6 months later, I returned home from this duty. I was stationed then at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. I'm at home, and I get a call from my old battalion chaplain, and he wanted to thank me for leading him to Mary, because as a Protestant, he didn't know this, know Mary. And he was telling me that at this moment, his wife and children were looking, they were in the RCIA, and they were converting to the Catholic Church. But he still had two more years of commitment as a Protestant chaplain. But he told me that when that was over, he would give me another call and let me know that when he was in the RCIA, which he did, he entered the RCIA when he was released from that duty and out of the military, and he was in the RCIA, and he was on the road to becoming Catholic himself. And how awesome that was. Well, a little bit later down the line, he calls me up all excited because he was in the process of becoming a deacon in the Catholic Church now. And so this was wonderful news to me. And then a little bit later down the line, something more happens because he then gets a dispensation from the Holy Father, the Pope, and he actually is now today a Catholic priest. Can you believe that? Wow. That was so awesome. And I was in Iraq. I had been out looking for weapons and, you know, going throughout the different villages and talking to people and taking care of those that we could that needed some kind of medical attention, whatever that I could do to help. Well, anyway, I'm out there, and we're looking for weapons caches and things. And on my way back, I get to my hooch. And I'm checking my computer when I see my chaplain, the old chaplain, my chaplain reaching out to me. And I said, "Hey, Father." See, I didn't call him chaplain anymore. I said, "Hey, Father, how you doing?" And he says, "I'm not who you think I am. I'm one of his sons." And then he looked at mine. He said, "The Catholic Defender. Are you the Catholic Defender?" Well, I said, "Well, that's what I'm known as on the internet and whatnot." And he says, "Well, I want to thank you for the work that you've done and did with my father because of that and his conversion to the Catholic faith and my family. My wife and my children are all now Catholic." And then he went on to say that all his brothers and sisters are all now Catholic. Wow. And then he went on to say that all his aunts and uncles are all now Catholic. Man, I just like, wow, wow. And then I asked him this question. I said, "For you, what was it that sold the deal?" And he paused for a second. And then he came out and he said, "When I came to realize that when Jesus said to Simon, son of Barjona, you are Kepha, and upon this Kepha I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And he said that when I came to understand this, everything else fell into place. Wow. And so, ladies and gentlemen, and this whole story was the rosary, the rosary. I invited the chaplain to come to this the rosary in honor for those fallen soldiers. And he did. And this rosary had such an impact on him, which would lead to the conversion of himself, his family, his children and their families, and his brothers and sisters. And I mean, it's just amazing. Our Lady, she is a great general and evangelist. And if we imitate her, in reaching out to those with the rosary and reaching out to those, no telling the kind of work that God can work. Oh, my. Oh, my. And so please follow along as we continue on with the 15 promises of Our Lady that she gave, and Our Lady and Our Lord gives for praying the rosary. So make the rosary. To make that a part of your family devotion. And that would give those children. And take them to Mass. Make the Mass the center of your life. I encourage that. Practice your holy Catholic faith. Because the Lord, He hears. He hears the cry of the poor. And so that is something that we should all of us should hear the cry of the poor, because that is what our Lord, He calls us to be that sign and witness for those who are in need. So let us just be open to do God's will in our lives. And if we are, then we will not perish, as that promise is given. So thank you for listening and thank you for participating. And my encouragement is you to pray for our troops, to pray for our soldiers, to pray for our country. We are in great need. We are in great need because we got so many things that are, I mean, the world is not, it's a very dangerous place right now. And we need to pray the rosary.
When I pray the joyful mystery of the rosary, I think of Mary and how Jesus came to me. All she wanted was the Father's will and what had to be. When I pray the sorrowful mystery of the rosary, I think of Jesus praying for me in agony. And if that moment could pass, but He knew it had to be. And I believe in the Lord God Almighty, Creator of this earth, and in Jesus Christ His only Son, who was conceived power of the Holy Ghost. When I pray the glorious mystery of the rosary, I think of how He left the Holy Spirit so that we could still be Father's will and what has to